The following message is brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
Amen. And I'll be starting at verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen, amen. And as for a title, as for what he has given me to give to his people on today, it started out a couple of weeks ago with Pastor. When Pastor said, that was then, this is now. Then last week, Reverend Keeling came and said, suddenly, immediately, and straightway. So with these, he has already strengthened us and put us in a place with him. But scripture 40 verses 31, this one stuck with me, and he gave me this. He said, I have given you wings to fly, but why are you crawling around in a defeated state? I have given you wings to fly, but why are you crawling around in a defeated state? Amen. Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves and come before you on today, Father, we ask that I, Moses, decrease. No, Father, let me disappear and you be seen on today. Father, I ask that the words that you speak through me and in me and my life that I portray to your people on today, let it be evidence on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to go into the hedges and highways. And the ones that you have called, that they are propelled to go, God, and draw your people. Father, we ask that you touch our pastor on today. Father, we give your name the glory and the honor for him on today, oh God. We ask you to continue to strengthen him, guide him, oh God. Continue to live in him and through him, oh God. Continue to give him the word to teach and guide your people, oh God. That the words that he speak, that their people may be drawn and delivered and set free. And Father, I thank you for allowing me to stand before your people on today, humbled, oh God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus. And I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have given you wings to fly. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state? And as he revelated Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 through 31 to me, here Israel was complaining, saying God had forgotten about them, that he didn't care about them, what was happening to them, that God had forgotten about them. But remind you that from Genesis all the way to Malachi, God was delivering his people the whole time. He's been delivering Israel the whole time. He delivered them out of every situation and circumstance that they would get their self into. How would they get their self into the situation? Their disobedience to God. They would raise up gods of their own, wooden gods, golden gods. They would make these images that wasn't even God, that couldn't even create anything. They would praise everything but the creator himself. So they got themselves in trouble. But they would ask, well, God, where are you? He said, I've been the same place I've been from the creation of time, right here with you. He said, I never left. You did. Amen. So now I have to bring you back. I have to bring this back to your remembrance. Amen. Where I was the whole time. Amen. So all the trouble they got themselves into because of their disobedience to God, they never thought not once that they were going to face consequences and there were going to be repercussions for their actions. Like us, we do the very same thing. We do everything that we think we're big and bad enough to do. Amen. And then say, God, where were you? Well, guess what? I've been the same place that I've been since the beginning of time. Since the book of Genesis, I've been the same place. But guess what? We don't think about our consequences and our actions because they do have repercussions, meaning that you reap what you sow. Whatever you reap, it may not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow. May not be 5 years from now. May not be 10 years from now. But 20 years from now, you're going to look back and say, you know what? That same thing. I did that same thing when I was 18, 19, 5, 7. It comes back. He brings it back to our remembrance. And we reap that. We reap that very harvest that we've sown. So guess what? The actions that we have actually sown comes back to us. And the things that we don't do that are sound and holy, sometimes it could be grave for us. And what I mean by grave is those actions could actually take us out. We could be sleeping in our grave. There are some people sleeping in their grave on today. And guess what? Never got it right. They never got it right. Why? Because of their actions. We never think about our actions. Our actions have repercussions. Our repercussions fall back on us. And what happens when our repercussions fall back on us? Well, God, you said, then we start quoting his word back to him. Well, God, you said you were going to do this and you were going to do that. I did say that. But did you follow my word to the letter? Did you follow my word to the letter? So now you're reaping what you're sowing. Guess what? I'm going to deliver you from what you have been doing from this point on, but you have to reap what you sow. Amen. But wait, there's more to the story. Amen. Amen. There's more to the story. And then they went on to say to God, God doesn't care about what happens to them. He allowed their enemy. He took the hands away from them and allowed their enemies to take them into bondage. God never got weary in his doing for us. We just get weary in our doing for him because things don't happen when we want them to. Amen. Yes, when they don't come on time. But with God, all things are timely. Amen. Doesn't matter how long it takes, but all things are timely. So we sit there and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen. We get saved when we're 20. Then at 25, we're still waiting for God to make us rich when the prophecy came forth and say, you're going to be a millionaire. But not knowing when that prophecy came to you, it didn't just mean that you were going to be monetarily rich. It didn't just mean that. It just didn't mean that. It means you are going to be rich and filled with his word. And when he takes you home, you're going to be seated with him. You're going to be walking on streets paved with gold, looking at gates made with pearls. Amen. Is that not a millionaire? Amen. To be seated with the Father? Amen. Amen. But wait, there's more to the story. Amen. So God always there was always a way of escape for Israel. The same way he made it for us. And there was one word that was their way of escape every time. And he gave that one word to us. It's called repentance. Amen. That was then. This is now. Amen. suddenly, immediately, straightway, I have given you these wings to fly. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state when all you have to do is repent? Amen. 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 So now this, that, and when he gave me this, it was like mind-boggling. I didn't know how he was going to actually deliver it to his people through me. But he allowed me to look up a couple of words. Fly. Fly means to move through the air on wings as a bird, to be carried through the air by wind or any other force or agency, to float or to flutter in the air, to move suddenly and quickly, start unexpectedly and rapidly, to flee, to take flight, to escape, to move past swiftly. Amen, amen, amen. And then crawl, to move slowly, with the body resting on the ground as a worm, or on the hands and knees as young children before they begin to walk, to progress slowly and laboriously, i.e. to creep. But wait, there's more to the story. Defeat, to overcome in a contest or a battle, to frustrate your enemy or to thwart, to overthrow, undoing, destruction, ruin, to totally to destroy, to conquer or to subdue. Subdue, which means to conquer so completely that the spirit of resistance is broken. But wait, there's more to the story. I am going to turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. And here, he's beginning to deal with his people about their faith and their long suffering and their endurance to him and their well doing to the people of God. Amen. Starting at verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily do what? Beset us, causing us to fall away from God. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was, wait, say that again, for the joy, he had joy, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners, which is us, he endured for us against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Amen. So, but wait, there's more to the story. I have given you wings to fly. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state? Hebrews 6 lets us know that we should be striving toward perfection. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us to hold fast to our faith. Hebrews 11, it's all about our faith and the men and women that held fast to their faith, even though a lot of it never came to fruition. But guess what? They always had their eyes focused on where they were supposed to be going and where they were going to be. They never lost their focus. And Hebrews 12 tells us about the author and the finisher of our faith, which is Jesus Christ, who completed it. Amen. He completed it. He completed it hands down. Amen. So that's, and we're falling short today. Why? Because when things don't go our way, we lose faith. When the job we wanted or applied for, we didn't get, somebody else did, we lose faith. Maybe God didn't want me to have that job. But guess what? Stop saying what God don't want you to have. We always tell our problems. We always tell God how big our problems is, but we never tell our problems how big our God is. So measure it, but wait. In Hebrews chapter 6, it says, once I have tasted the goodness of God and I have received power, which is the Holy Ghost, then I should be able to mount up with wings as eagles. So on my way to striving for perfection, I may have some difficulties, but I must stay a flight. I'm going to have to read that again. Once I have tasted the goodness of God and I have received power, which is the Holy Ghost, then I should be able to mount up with wings as eagles. So on my way to striving for perfection, I should be able to stay afloat. No matter what the wind is. A lot of us, we've flown on a plane before, right? And the plane hits a little turbulence, right? Does it land? The pilots, they keep going. They keep going because when you're over miles and miles and miles of water, there's no place to land. So guess what? You got to stay afloat. Unless you can swim a couple of thousand miles. So you have to stay afloat. So that's what God does for us. He takes things out from underneath us to see if we're going to stay afloat. He wants to see if we're going to stay up. No matter if death happens in our family, are we still going to keep that steadfast faith? Are we going to set our face like a flint and let the people know that I serve a mighty and living God, and no matter what the situation or the circumstance is, I won't be moved. Amen. So are we going to stay afloat? So when we stay afloat, we don't return to our lowly state again, but we come to repentance so that God can be exalted through all of this. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 clearly states it, that he shall give us strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not get weary. We shall walk and not faint. He said, we shall. He didn't say you might or for some unseen reason that you fall. He said, you shall. He said, you shall. He said, you shall. He said, these are not my words. It's in the Bible. It says you shall. No, man, I don't care how you say, Brother Moses said, no. The word said that you shall stay afloat. You shall stay afloat. I stomp my toe in the middle of the night. I shall stay afloat. I should, no matter what the circumstance is, my words should always be positive. And I heard Reverend Lampkin talking about it this morning, and his brother, it was speaking about the words that we speak out of our mouths. We speak death. Hey, wait a minute. Once these words come out, these things have to come to fruition. Once it's been spoken in the air, can you take it back? There's no reverse on that. Your car has a reverse. There's machines with a reverse. But once you speak that word out, it's in the atmosphere. And guess who else hears it other than God? The enemy. The enemy hears it. And guess what? That very word that you've spoken, he uses it against you. He said, uh-huh, you spoke this thing. So guess what? Now I'm going to use it against you. I'm going to hold this on you. Now I'm going to hold the fire to you. But wait. There's more to the story. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 28, I have made you the head and not the tail. I have placed you above and not beneath. I have made you a lender and not a borrower. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state when your light bill is due, when your rent is due? So see, I didn't hear anybody speaking on that one, but hey, it is God's word. He told us what he has proclaimed and who he has made us to be. So why are we crawling around in a defeated state? But wait, there's more to the story. The word, I gave you the word crawl. It does have different meanings. How many of us has been in the military before? And there's this crawl that you have to do, a low crawl, they call it. And you have to be able to carry backpack, ammo, weapon, everything you need to defeat the enemy. Amen. 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 Snipers do it all day and all night long. They move so slow, you can't see them. They can sneak up on their enemy. Amen. In a very low crawl. But wait, there's more to the story. So in Luke, he says he has given me power to tread on serpents' heads. So why am I crawling around in a defeated state? Now, we were talking about, I went to Hebrews to talk about the faith that we should have after God has given us all this. God has told us that he's given us strength. We mounted up with wings as eagles. We shall run, not get weary, walk and not faint. But during this all, you must hold fast to your faith. You got to believe that you can do all these things. His word tells us I can do all things through Christ Jesus who what? Strengthens me. Amen. I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. Now we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state? I have given you wings to fly. Amen. By faith, Abel offered up a better sacrifice to God than Cain, and God counted it righteous. Yes, he did. Enoch, he walked with God till he was translated into nothing. They looked for Enoch and never could find him. And God counted it as faithful, and it pleased God. When Noah was warned about the flood, he didn't hesitate. No matter the sand ballots and they were knocking. What are you doing? Building up. And they even tried to set it on fire. But guess what? Noah was still faithful. He still built the ark. He told Abraham, I need you to come out from beneath your family. I want you to go into a foreign land. Abraham was faithful. And guess what God did? God told him, for your faithfulness, your heritage, your lineage will be like the sands of the sea and the stars in the sky. Yes, he did, because Abraham was faithful. Moses, when he was of age, he refused to live under the Egyptians' law. He refused to live with them. He said, I'd rather live where you have my people, where you are torturing my people. I'd rather live with them than to be called the son of your daughter. Why? Because when God had spoke to him and he came back, when he brought it back to his remembrance, he came to himself. Just like the son who wanted all his belongings, the prodigal son, and he came back. Did he not? Yes, he did. Like when God told the people of Israel and the wall to walk around the wall of Jericho 7 days. They walked around the wall 7 days. He didn't. And guess what? They weren't given no other instructions but to play certain instruments, marched. He didn't tell them to say anything else or do anything else. Why? Because if they would have, they would have aborted the plan that God had. And guess what the wall did? It didn't go tumbling down. The wall went straight down. Amen. And even a non-believer, the harlot Rahab, she received the spies of Israel into her home. And guess what? And she received them with peace. And God saw that as righteousness to her. And he saved her. Out of all those people, a harlot. My God. Because of their faith. Our faith will move mountains when it comes to God. All we have to do is believe. But wait. There's more to the story. He said, I have placed you above and not beneath. He said, I have given you freedom, Acts 22 and 28. I have given you life, John 10 and 10. I have given you my grace, which is sufficient for you, 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. And mercy, which endures forever, Chronicles 16 and 34, Psalms 23 and 6. He said, I have delivered you. I have given you wings to fly, but you're still crawling around in a defeated state. Why? I have given you wings to mount up with wings as eagles. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state? I have made my grace and mercy sufficient. I have given you life and life more abundantly. I have taken you out of a backslidden state. Jeremiah 3 and 22. I have taken you out of a backslidden state. So why are you crawling around in a defeated state? I have brought you back from the dead. Matthew's chapter 9 through Revelation's chapter 22. So why are you still crawling around in a defeated state? There's no need for us to be crawling around in a defeated state when we serve the true and living God, and we say we believe him, and we have faith that he would remove mountains on our behalf, that we have the faith of a mustard seed. My wife has some mustard seeds in her purse. And if that faith that we had was that small, anything that we ask of God standing here today would come to fruition. It may not happen at that moment, but guess what? You have to believe and keep the faith. Amen? Amen. So, that was then. This is now. Immediately, suddenly, straightway. So why are you walking around or crawling around in a defeated state? That was then. This is now. Why are you crawling around in a defeated state? Suddenly, immediately, straightway. Why are you walking around in a defeated state? There's no need for you to be walking around in a defeated state when I have given you wings to fly. I have given you wings to fly. There's no need for you to continue to be defeated. And the word tells us that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but by the words of our testimony. Our word, our testimony. I heard Reverend Keeling stood here and gave part of his testimony. Amen. We are overcomers. Amen. We can stand here and proclaim that we are overcomers, that we have wings to fly. We have a deacon sitting here before us today as an overcomer. Mom Merle sitting here today, an overcomer. Sister Lois Franklin sitting back there, an overcomer. We have men and women sitting in here today that has overcome some obstacles, circumstances, situations. Oh my God. Lord, and I beg of you, I don't want to ever be caught crawling around in a defeated state. Amen, amen, amen. There are obstacles and circumstances that come before me, but I look right past it because I refuse. I refuse. I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to allow the enemy to take my joy. I'm telling you, I refuse it. I refuse it. I will not allow him to do it. I will not walk, crawl, or low, or just crunch down in a defeated state because the enemy has done anything to me. Amen. No matter what my body goes through, no one will never know it. Guess what? Guess what? But guess what? I'm overcome by my testimony, though. Guess what? I'm overcome by my testimony. I've had a testimony, but guess what? I'm standing here firm today, believing that God was the one that did it for me, delivered me out of all my circumstances, delivered me out of all my situations. He allowed me to stand here on today, hallelujah, and proclaim his word to his people, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. As I stand before you on today, I will not stand here in a defeated state. I will not crawl around in a defeated state. I'm going to mount up with wings as eagles. Every time you see me, I'm going to be soaring. I'm going to be soaring like a wing. I'm going to be soaring like an eagle. I'm going to be soaring like an eagle. Hallelujah. An eagle, he doesn't build his nest. He doesn't build the nest low to the ground. No, he doesn't. An eagle doesn't build his nest low to the ground. And when the kids are big enough, guess what he does? He stick thorns and he stick spurs in the nest, through the nest, so they got to get out of the nest. They got to fly. They can't stay in that nest. And guess what? When they come out of the nest flying, guess what? They take flight. The mother, the father, and the little eaglets. Guess what? When they take flight, guess what the father eagle does? He starts out at a distance where you can see him. And the mother is right there trailing him. And guess what? He goes to another dispensation. Then he goes to another dispensation. Then he goes to another dispensation till they are out of your sight. Amen. An eagle doesn't stay low. Guess what? He's so high in the air. I'm trying to figure out what kind of eyesight does he have to be able to see his food that low. Hallelujah. He's miles in the air. How can he see a little prey like that? Hallelujah. So I refuse to stand here today or crawling around in a defeated state when God has given me wings to fly. I shall mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run and not get weary. I shall walk and not faint. I shall. Why? Because he said it and he's told me in his word. Amen. Amen. And that is the story. Amen. 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 We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill. Reaching the world without sacrificing the message.